Michael Hutchins getting the start, and the other stuff we'll wait until we get through the warm-up and make our decisions then.
Overall thoughts on just kind of how this day has progressed leading up to the final game where you could go 2-1 to start the year?
And that's the focus. You know, I mean, that's the important part of taking what you can learn from a game and then putting it behind you, good and bad, and coming back with that effort, that consistent effort that we'll strive for all year.
What made this a good start for Michael?
Timing. I think he's looked really comfortable in practice. He's looked strong, kind of back the way we saw him last year. Back-to-back nights, good opportunity to get somebody fresh in the net. He's a big guy, and I think we're going to need that size too, and he's ready to go. And I don't think we had a lot of success against L.A. last year, so we're going to try some different things.
Mark Stewart's 500th. What's the biggest thing you've learned about him since you've taken over as head coach here?
Just the compete level that's there on a daily basis, and more than that, I mean, he's a professional in all areas of his career. You know, he doesn't leave anything to chance, trains extremely hard, he's in on every meeting, he's focused in every practice, so he's just one of those true great pros of the game that are great leaders and great inspiration for the other guys in the room.
Given how hard he plays, 500 is a pretty good milestone for him, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. 500 games is a milestone for anybody. I mean, we focus so much on the 1,000-game guys. There's just not very many of those guys. To play a hard game like he plays in 500, then again, I mean, with the way he conditions himself, with the level of pro, he's probably getting to 1,000.
After looking at the tape, were there some things you did better last night in the second half of the game than you thought maybe at...
We had a concern with our gap from the start, and that's... I think we were a little overly concerned with their speed and did the one thing that you can't do against a team that can skate is give them more room. Yeah, so that was the big area of focus for us today. We had to stay out of the penalty box on some that we need to stay out of. So we cleaned that up and away we go.
How much more dangerous is a team that hasn't won yet and kind of all the hype that is the LA Kings over the last few years?
Trying to figure out how L.A. could be less dangerous. I mean, they've got a couple of Stanley Cups in, and they're just a real solid team. When you look at the depth of that group that they have up front, there's no holes, and certainly Kopitar is an elite player in this game. But all four pairings they put on the ice up front and on the back end are capable. So there's no easy shifts here.
He said start and discipline were the two things. Have they been addressed and don't need to be readdressed?
Well, they'll go, we'll do that probably 15, 20 times a year. I mean, the start is something that is really, and not even necessarily how you play, right? Because you know what it's like, Shane. You're going to come out there some nights and it's not there for you. You know, you get off to a rough start. What we're more worried about is really looking at what we did to prepare for that game, and that's the coaches doing it as well. The drills that we used in practice. Why is it? And I mean, I don't think we were physically intimidated by that team by any stretch of that, but we sat back, and I don't think we were casual. I didn't get that sense either. Learning how to play to establish our game. I understand it's a hard game to play, and it's an aggressive game, and it's going to take a lot of kind of that going to the well emotionally every single night, but it's something that we have to learn. As a young team, you've got to learn it. And so we talked about that, the discipline. I've got a little bit more room on discipline than other people. I mean, some penalties are just penalties. You know, you get your stick in sometimes. Some of them just aren't very smart. And some of them I don't worry about. I mean, there are penalties that are going to be looked at as undisciplined penalties that I'm not going to have a problem with depending on the time of game and things of that nature too. So discipline is good. It's really, really important for a young hockey team. But when you look at Stanley Cup and let's say the top 10 successful teams in the league every year, their discipline rating isn't particularly high as a group. You got to have a little bit of bang in your game and a little bit of grind. You just got to learn where that line is. And we'll cross it every once in a while, and there'll be a big chat about our discipline and where it's at. But there's more to this than just, hey, stay out of the penalty box.